Hi, and welcome to our latest Outsports podcast. It is June 27th. Summer has just begun. And, Jim, it's the summer of love. Same-sex marriage is going to be legal in California. And could you have imagined 5 years ago, DOMA's dead, California becomes the 13th state to legalize same-sex marriage. And it's almost like this is a freight train that now that nothing can stop.
Yeah, this will probably mean the Lions will win the Super Bowl maybe, or, you know, the Browns will make the Super Bowl for the first time. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, talking about it from a sports perspective, since we are a sports website, that's what we're supposed to do. One of the things that was interesting to me was to hear Chad Griffin say that he wants to legalize same-sex marriage in all 50 states within 5 years. You know, they do that. Marriage is legal in Alabama 5 years from now. Does it change the sports world? I mean, like, does it change how the locker room behaves? Like, does it change anything in sports if they're able to accomplish that?
I think it does, only in the sense that it's simply mainstream, something that was considered strange years ago. Like, the idea of gay marriage 15 years ago was a pipe dream to people. So I'm wondering, and maybe the connection is like, is sports, I wrote a column today, sports is 15 years behind. 15 years from now, will there be so many people out in pro sports that we're like, what was all the fuss about? But I do think the marriage hasn't, you know, it's almost sort of been settled now in many ways as a political issue. Right? I mean,
yeah.
And so you're not going to have that fervor about it. And it's going to become so routine that people are going to see gay people getting married all the time, or they'll hear about it. And that definitely has an effect, because it makes it seem, I hate the word, but I'm going to say it, normal. You know, gay people are normal, just like the rest of us. They love people, they fall in love. And especially with younger athletes, and it's going to percolate down to the older administrators and coaches. And, you know, when you have the Supreme Court, in essence, sanctifying it, I think it's a big deal. And it's just going to help, even if athletes aren't ready to get married, maybe, because they're still not out. But, you know, all these things. Look at discussions we've had with athletes. Look what gay marriage did last year with, you know, getting athletes like Connor Barwin and Chris Cluey and others to sort of engage on this issue, which then caused them to talk about the issue on a broader scale in the locker room.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I almost wonder if it's not that the marriage will have an effect on sports, but that sports is having an effect on marriage. That, you know, what we're doing in sports, telling people stories and you can play, getting people to say you can play in the NHL and pro sports, and athlete ally recruiting, you know, guys like Brendan Baia and Mayim Bhadeja to start speaking more loudly. And if all of these things, what we're doing in sports together, is actually helping marriage, not the other way around.
I'm not sure what you mean.
I mean that we're helping pave the path. What we're doing in sports is helping pave the path for marriage acceptance, and not that marriage acceptance is helping pave the path for acceptance in sports.
I guess I would disagree with that, because I think there's been a lot more done on the marriage front than in sports. And in some ways, I think sports is late to the, you know, the party on that. I'm not sure there's even a cause and effect, but I don't see that sports has helped the gay marriage debate at all, because it's been, I mean, we're just finally in the last couple of years having leagues and stuff do stuff like you can play. But the gay marriage battle has been being fought for, you know, 15, 20 years.
Yeah, I guess it all goes hand in hand. I mean, every time somebody comes out, every time you read another story about a gay person or a gay couple or a gay athlete, I guess it all just kind of, it's all working together.
Yeah, and I do think, though, with someone like the Cluey, the fact that he was an athlete and Mayim Bhadeja was an athlete made the gay marriage story, it reached an audience it wouldn't have otherwise have reached. And they had a certain celebrity being NFL players that, you know, more people probably heard about it in Minnesota through Chris Cluey than they would have through otherwise normal channels. So that's why I think athletes are really effective, because they're so visible.
It's funny. I mean, your column today, Gay Marriage Ruling Show, Sports Still Lag Behind. Actually, I don't – it's not that I don't agree with it. I think 15 years is way too much. I don't think that sports today is where the gay marriage fight was in 1998. I mean, maybe it's where it was in 2008, but – I just don't see how it lags behind that much.
Well, we still only have nobody out. We have nobody out even in major college yet. And until that happens,
yeah.
And so that's for me the big thing that there's. I think in the acceptance level, I agree with you. I'm still waiting for more and more athletes to declare themselves, you know, their sexual orientation. So for me, that's the big sign that we have all the allies and it's wonderful, but if people are still, for whatever reason, not comfortable coming out, that's why I think we're still lagging behind. And maybe I kind of put the 15-year term almost as DOMA was 17 years, sort of the idea that what was unimaginable 15 years ago is now commonplace, and so maybe 15 years from now, maybe it'll be less than 15 years, maybe it'll be 10 years from now or 5 years from now. Right. But I want it to be in the same place. You know, when I look at the military holding a pride event, you're going the Pentagon held a pride event, you know?
Yeah, but I mean,
for me, that's what I'm saying. I think they're still lagging behind because I still want to see more and more open athletes. And that's when we do these stories. You did a great feature on high school basketball coach, and it's fantastic. But in the end of the day, he's still a high school basketball coach. You know, like that's how powerful the stories are that, you know, he's not a professional coach. He doesn't coach Duke or something. That there's still so few people that are willing to sort of take that step, and Anthony's story was just wonderful.
Well, what's interesting about Anthony's story is, I mean, he's going to be on Good Morning America tomorrow, and I mean, he's on all the local news stations, he's on USA Today, like New York Times, everywhere. But I think that what's interesting, I think the fact that he is high school and the fact that he just is not a stereotypical gay man. I mean, you look at him, you're like, that just doesn't fit many of the holes, mm-hmm. right, that he's supposed to fit into. I think that's what makes it so interesting. But so I think you made an interesting distinction. So, yes, maybe as far as like people coming out, the sports world is 15 years behind because it was about 15 years ago that Ellen came out and she was really – I mean, Rupert Everett, I guess, a little bit, but she was really the first big star to come out of the closet on TV.
Yeah, no, I think that's a more accurate – I probably maybe didn't phrase it as well. Yeah, that the sports world is more ready. It's just that we're the guys playing, you know, for the New England Patriots or the Indiana Pacers or whatever.
Because it seems to me that the leagues and the teams are literally falling over themselves to beat the other one. In the race, because, you know, the NFLPA announcing they're going to send athletes to march in Chicago Pride, and the Chicago Blackhawks are going to, and the WNBA is going to. And you know, I got an email today from somebody in the WNBA saying, oh, it's so cool that what you posted about the Mariners, but this is what we're doing. Well, you know, please promote all. And so, like, they all want to be a part of this now. And so I think you're right. The acceptance is not 15 years behind. Maybe it's 3, maybe it's 5 years. But, yeah, the coming outs are about – sports is about when Ellen came out. That's about where we are.
Yeah, and it was a great – one of the NFL officials basically said, well, you know, we're expecting the coming outs to happen. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Are you expecting it because you assume it'll happen naturally, or are you expecting it because you know something?
Well, somebody asked me, we see an NFL player come out this year, and I said, I don't see how. I think it would be a mistake.
Well, yeah, it's too late in this. It's too late in the cycle.
Too late. Exactly. That's 100% right. Yep.
And I would, you know, if someone asked me, should they come out, I'd say probably not the right time right now, unless you – because the attention is going to be insane. And if you're just trying to make the team, you know, unless Peyton Manning decides to, you know – tell us the truth about his life, which. But
well, are you revealing something about me? Well, I think, you know, I suppose between now and the end of I suppose if it was 4th of July weekend, like it's still 3 weeks ahead of training camps, but it's still like our recommendation has always been just exactly what Jason Collins did. Right after the regular season ends.
Yeah, it would still be a huge story, and you're not going to have NFL. You could have an NBA guy. The NHL's ended. The one sport that it seems to be we don't talk much about is baseball. There doesn't seem to be as much going on there.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting that Major League Baseball just has seemed kind of behind the other three big sports in the race to appear more gay-friendly. But the other, another piece is, I mean, there's never a good time for a baseball player to do it because they play till October yeah. and then back in training in February. It's just such a short window. But I guess, you know, I guess the NHL and NBA have short windows, too.
And I wasn't outing Peyton Manning. It was sort of an example, like, if a Peyton Manning-type player came out,
right,
oh,
right,
my God. Not that anyone thinks that. Not that I ever thought he was gay anyway. I thought he was just more football than he had.
Well, so, you know, another piece that's interesting is when we're looking for tweets from athletes about the Supreme Court rulings. This wasn't a lot, and it was hard to find athletes who were tweeting about it. And even, you know, I expected a phone call from my mom yesterday. She didn't call me, and she usually calls me on stuff like this. I just wonder if most of the country, it was just kind of a ho-hum.
You know what I think some of it, too? The ruling was kind of muddled, meaning the DOMA thing was great, but that only applied to states with gay marriage. And the California thing was almost like a technicality. So, it, you know,
right.
and so, yeah, I had the same thing that, you know, I didn't get calls or emails from people. It was like, okay, that's nice. And I think with the sports thing, you saw more reaction when Obama came out for gay marriage because it was a bigger deal given, you know, how he had been sort of, you know, wishy-washy about it because it was more dramatic. I think if they had ruled against Prop 8, you would have seen a lot more comments, obviously.
Well, you know, and another piece is a lot of people – I know this sounds crazy, but people don't realize that we can't get married. And I know that sounds crazy, but I can't remember if I was in Indianapolis. I was somewhere recently, and a couple people were surprised that we couldn't get married in California. They're like, how does California not have it? Like, they're just not – like, they don't know that there are 13 states now that are legal. They don't – so they're just not up on the, like, count by count. Exactly where it's legal, where it's not. So a lot of people are probably like, oh, wasn't it legal in California before? I'm confused. I don't understand. They just don't understand.
Oh, they clearly don't understand the DOMA thing. A lot of people thought if you were married in New York, you were married like anybody else. They didn't realize you couldn't. I mean, I had talks with my family about it, just, you know, who were curious, and they were surprised. And their people usually keep up on the news. So I think for the DOMA thing, that meant more to gay people than a lot of straight people didn't even get the relevance because their marriages – aren't that way, and they assumed, right. Oh, you're married. Yeah, you're right. I think a lot of people thought that didn't California pass that years ago or something, and
that's
it
right.
Also shows in a good way that it's a non-issue to most people because it doesn't affect them.
Right.
You know, so they don't. That was the whole thing with the Prop 8 standing, that they couldn't find the party that was injured by Prop 8 being invalidated. So that was basically the reason they kicked it out.
Yeah.
So.
All right, here's your chance. Chad Griffin, head of the HRC, says he wants same-sex marriage in all 50 states in 5 years. Will he get it?
No.
Why not?
Because Supreme Court doesn't usually move that fast. They took 17 years between Bowers and the Harvick decision, 10 years between Lawrence and this one. It might be 7 to 10 years. I just, you know, they don't seem to have the stomach right now, and I think 5 years they won't. They're going to get close, but I'm thinking more like 7 to 10. If you're giving an over-under, I'll take the over.
I'm going to take about 5. I think they'll get, you know, 5 to 10 states to legalize it themselves, and then I think 4 to 5 years from now, assuming the Supreme Court's makeup doesn't change, I think those 5 justices who ruled on DOMA, I think they're ready to rule this way. So I think if they get the right case, argued the right way, I think they'll do it.
I think they'll do it eventually. I'm taking the over is what I'm saying.
All right. I'm taking the
– You can take a 5. You can take the 5 and a push. I'll give you five and under. You could have that as a push. I'll take the over.
All right. Well, that's all the pushing and overing and undering we have time for today. We will check back in a couple weeks.